Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, chatting today with Pottawatomie County Commissioner Pat Waxelman. Coming up in just a bit, we'll talk with State Senator Tom Hawk as well, as In Focus continues on a Tuesday morning. Looking ahead, a lot of people are probably a little more optimistic looking ahead to 2021, but I'm curious, Pat, kind of what are some things you're looking forward to from the county level, things you'd like to see get done in the new year?
Well, I'm going to make the statement that I made to you earlier, and that is it's not going to take much to make 2021 better than 2020. So I think as you get into the year, and I hope it gets better. But we visited with a gentleman yesterday as a new public roads administrator, and looking forward to maybe him coming on board. We lost our engineer, and at this point in time, Bartlett and West is kind of doing our engineering for us. We're going to see how that works in 6 months, and there are just not a lot of applicants for engineers out there right now, so we're going to let it kind of boil over for 6 months and then address it. But, I got the new fleet facility building, and we're going to do the final walkthrough on it here next Monday. Looking forward to getting it all geared up. A lot better than the 1940s building they're working out up now. So that'll make a big difference, I think, on morale and the type of work we can get done and everything. So looking forward to getting it up and rolling. And, you know, we built a new ambulance station down in Boone Valley this last summer, and it turned out well. It's working well. Had a little bit of a sewer increase yesterday at Blue Township. City of Manhattan raised their rates, and all of the sewage goes to City of Manhattan out of Blue Township. So I think we had to increase the rate maybe $2.50, something like that. And it'll go into effect January 1st. We won't get the first bill till February. You know, just a lot of things that keep changing, and you got to try to hit the target and try to keep everybody happy.
You know, you bring up Blue Township. I'm curious, do you think we'll see any more movement as far as, you know, what those residents want to do with themselves, whether they want to continue to be kind of their unincorporated territory or you maybe annex with Manhattan or do something else?
Well, it's funny you should ask that, but they've had meetings, and you know, the commissioners, we really can't push anything like this. It's got to be initiated through the people in the area that, you know, they're talking annexation or incorporation. They politely ask, you know, the commissioners to basically stay out of what they're talking about. And, you know, let them handle it. So I'm all for that. Let them figure it out. And to answer your question, no, I have not heard anything, you know, as far as going forward or, you know, instigating anything or making something happen. But I think it'll be a long while. Yesterday we discussed there's a drainage problem. There always has been south of Highway 24. Swamp Angel area, and we were approached by some residents here a couple weeks ago about what we could do to maybe form a drainage district. And there again, you know, this is something that has to be initiated, you know, with the public in the area, and you're dealing with a couple of other entities that have some responsibility in the game, and that's the state where it, you know, goes underneath the highways, and then you've got the railroad where you've got a tremendous amount of influence that they have, and it's got to go underneath the railroad track. Right now, the tube isn't big enough to carry it. Jack Alston with the Economic Development Corporation here in Pottawatomie County, he visited with a couple contacts he has, and you know, we're looking to see what we can do. But there again, you know, there has to be a plan, and when you've got you know, two or three entities like this, the county, the state, the railroad, if interesting.
Yeah, I would imagine it does. Pat, we're going to take one more call, and that'll probably wrap up the show here. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus with Pat Waxelman.
Hello, this is Taxpayer Steve from Westmoreland. And I wanted to thank the Palo Alto Commission for furnishing the labor to put the Christmas lights on the historic courthouse. And with this COVID thing, will the Pot County Commission be doing any live telecasts of their commission meetings?
Well, answer your question, thank you for that, but we do Zoom. Now, I don't know how live you want it. I mean, people are more than welcome to come in to the meeting, and you know that because you're there about every day, which is good. We appreciate your input. But, you know, it's just hard to say as far as the Zoom deal. I'm talking on a little flip phone right now, so I'm not much of an IT person. But, you know, as far as you're talking live, you know, broadcast or what have you, I don't know. That's something we've discussed in the past, but haven't really done anything with it. So I guess we'll see what's next year.
All right. Well, Pat, want to say thank you so much for joining us here this morning, and hope you have a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk again in the new year.
Yeah, I want to tell everybody, you know, in the county and the surrounding county, you know, have a good Christmas. And like I said, the next year it isn't going to take much to make it better, so we'll all look forward to it. Got one more little thing to add. I'm gonna give you the definition of happiness. Happiness is good health and a bad memory. So I hope everybody keeps that in mind. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. That's good advice. Pat Waxelman again, Pottawatomie County Commissioner, joining us on In Focus. Stay tuned. We have State Senator Tom Hawk joining us next on News Radio KMAN.